every week I speak to a different member of a Brentwood Council. And I'm delighted to be joined for the first time this year by Kim Anderson, who is the Partnership Leisure and Funding Manager. So good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Great to talk to you. We've not spoken for a couple of months.
No, obviously there's a lot going on at the moment, as you can imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we kick off, first of all, we're in Tier 4 lockdown, and the NHS is facing a very big challenge. What's the current situation locally, and what updates do you have with regards to the vaccine rollout?
So we've got a centre set up at the Brentwood Centre, so that vaccine rollout is happening. So it started before Christmas, so people received their first set of vaccinations, and those that received them before Christmas came back the first week of January. So this is the Pfizer vaccine, and now there's a bit of a mixture of a rollout of Pfizer vaccine and also the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. So they're looking to increase the volume and capacity that they can do at the Brentwood Centre, so from like 400 to 600 people per day.
Yeah.
So that is working really well at the moment. Residents may have also received a letter from the NHS asking them if they want to do a test themselves to go to Stevenage, which is one of the very large national mass vaccination centres.
Yeah.
Again, if you cannot get there by car, and again, this is for the over 80s, that kind of cohort at the moment, then they will still get a letter from their GP inviting them to come down to the Brentwood Centre. So it's really around, can you get there? If you can't, don't worry, you're still going to get a vaccination.
Yeah.
At the Brentwood Centre.
And
your letter from the GP.
And people, just to let you know, it's 15, they say don't get there too early. So 15 minutes beforehand,
yeah.
And then they can see you, other, because it's just to make sure there's not too many people, obviously, yeah. On site at one time.
Yeah. And I think we've got volunteers, we've got volunteers from Mutual Aid that are helping with the marshalling when it's kind of at its peak. But again, I think, the whole international hall has been laid out, so there's plenty of space to social distance when you're in there. And obviously, the centre is currently closed to the public because of the lockdown. We've also got testing sites. So one of the new things that's coming on Monday is postal testing. So there's kits that we've got at the town hall. So this is for asymptomatic people, families, and we're limiting those tests to 5 per household.
Yeah.
And they'll be available from Monday to Wednesday 9 to 4 from the town hall, and then Thursday 9 to 11. What I would say is that tests need to be returned the same week, so you need to carry out your test at home, do it and then bring it back to the town hall. So there's a big kind of weedy bin, for want of a better phrase, outside where you can post those tests back.
Yeah.
But we do need those back by 11 a.m. on the Thursday.
Right, okay. And the community hub, we've been really lucky here in Brentwood.
Yeah.
I think that COVID has brought out so many fantastic volunteers, and it's that they've got Facebook pages and they're helping people with their shopping, their prescriptions, Brentwood Mutual Aid. They are looking for volunteers also donations as well.
Yeah, so they've been collecting laptops for distribution for people that are having to do home working. So, again, you've got a lot of children now that are obviously going to be homeschooled because we're in lockdown. So it's just helping those that are maybe have not got that equipment at home so they can be supported because a lot of the lessons obviously are online. And we just want to emphasise again, the community support network is still there. It's still operating. And we've got a fantastic group of volunteers spread right across the borough that are supporting, our most vulnerable people
yeah.
in the community. So just wanted to re-emphasise that.
Yeah.
We've also got Vitamines that are part of this network as well. So they provide mental health support.
Mm.
And they've just launched their instant chat function, which is manned by therapists. So if people are struggling with their mental health, then they can just chat to somebody about some of the issues to help support them, because it is a testing time for a lot of people.
Yeah, and do you have the details? What are the details for that?
It's Vitamines. What I'll do, Michelle, I can send the link over to you.
Yep.
If that makes sense, and then you can post that out.
Yeah, when I do the interview, I'll put that on, because that's a fantastic idea to speak to somebody in real time.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Now, the major incident Essex County Council declared, they've got additional resources coming in. They've got some military technicians as well. are now going to be helping.
Yeah, I think they've got some medics that are supporting Brentwood Community Hospital. So again, I think it's trying to alleviate the pressure off of, you know, like Queens and Basildon,
yeah,
and obviously Southend. So I think that's in place at the moment, as far as I'm aware.
Mm.
Our numbers are going down, so that's good news as well, that the trajectory is in the right direction.
Yeah.
And again, I would have just emphasised with people, you know, stay at home. You know, if you don't need to go out, don't go out. It's for essential shopping only at the end of the day.
Mm.
And, you know, assume pretty much that everybody's got it, if that makes sense. I think if you go out with that attitude, it might probably help.
Yes, yeah, definitely. And it is, it's very, I mean, I'm getting shopping, you know, being delivered. I go home from here, and it's very difficult for people to do that as well, because you obviously, especially if you live alone as well.
Yeah.
But as you mentioned, there are, if you've got any mental health issues, we will get those details up online. Remember also, if you'd like to volunteer, if you're at home with Brentwood Mutual Aid, they actually, you would be able to speak to people that are on their own. You can maybe pick up prescriptions and other bits and pieces. They're always looking for volunteers, and they also marshal here at the Brentwood Centre, as you mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah, they've given us a lot of support for that as well. And again, some of it is not a big ask. It can be, you know, an hour a day and no more than that. Or, as you say, just picking up, you know, if it's your neighbour shopping, it can be a simple task as that, to be honest. So, yeah, I mean, I can't praise them enough, all of our volunteers, not just Mutual Aid, obviously.
Yeah, there's been a fantastic response in Brentwood, and well done to all the teams. And I was saying to Chris, hopefully when we are back to normal, there'll be some sort of, I think it would be nice to have an award ceremony for all the volunteers people have done some work.
We are considering that, because I think we were looking to put a date in the diary, and then obviously everything shifted again. So I think we are definitely looking at that, to just recognise, you know, that the amount of work that's been done by the voluntary sector, you know, and individuals just during the pandemic. You know, we could not, as a council, have done all the work that we've achieved without their support. Yeah, I just wanted to say that obviously we launched the Nutcracker Trail back in the end of November for people to go along, identify the nutcrackers and write down their names, and that was part of a competition that we were running. So we had over 900 people take part in the Nutcracker Trail.
Yeah.
So that was amazing. Obviously in difficult times. We've had three winners that have been selected at random. And so the winners are, so the first prize, which is a Nintendo Switch Lite, goes to Jacob from Holly Trees Primary School. The second prize of an Amazon Fire tablet goes to Matthew from St. Martin's School. And the third prize of £50 of a Love to Shop voucher goes to Marina and Indra from St. Mary's School. So we just wanted to thank Robert Mulholland and Company Limited for sponsoring the prizes, and to thank our Nutcracker and Postbox sponsors, Baker Labels, Bennett's Funeral, Blue Sheriff, Brentwood Care Centre, Brentwood Business Partnership, Domino's, Hallmark Care Homes, Hi-Ho Workshops, Howe Chartered Surveyors, Little Legs Nursery, Mullis and Peak, Natural Foundations, Rayner Hughes, West End Interiors and Western Homes. So, again, I would like to thank everybody for their support and their participation. We think it was a fantastic competition.